WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. Back with another dose of real talk to help you conquer your day. Today's topic? Building resilience through emotional intelligence and self-awareness. Basically, becoming the superhero version of yourself. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball and you feel like you're drowning in a sea of stress? We've all been there, right? But what if I told you that we have the power to not just survive those moments, but actually thrive through them? That's where emotional intelligence and self-awareness come in. They're like your secret weapons against the daily chaos. Think of it this way. You wouldn't try to fight a dragon without knowing its weaknesses, right? Well, understanding our own emotions and how they influence our actions is like mapping out that dragon's vulnerabilities. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can supercharge your resilience. Number 1. Tune into your feelings. Ever notice how sometimes you react before even thinking about why? That's your emotional autopilot kicking in. But the first step to mastering your emotions is acknowledging them. Don't judge them, just observe. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Excited? Naming those feelings is like shining a light on them, making them less scary and more manageable. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you practice identifying your emotional vocabulary, the better equipped you'll be to navigate those tricky situations. Number 2. Understand your triggers. We all have those things that push our buttons, whether it's a certain person, a situation, or even a thought. Recognizing these triggers is crucial because it allows you to preempt those emotional explosions before they happen. Let's say your trigger is being interrupted while you're working. Knowing this, you can create strategies like setting boundaries, using headphones, or communicating your need for focus time. Number 3. Practice empathy. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes can do wonders for your emotional intelligence. When you understand how others are feeling, it helps you respond with compassion and build stronger relationships. Even a simple act of listening attentively and acknowledging someone's emotions can make a world of difference. Remember, empathy isn't just about agreeing with someone. It's about genuinely trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't share it. Number 4. Embrace mindfulness. This one's all about staying present in the moment. When your mind is racing with thoughts and worries, it's easy to get caught up in negativity and stress. Mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help you calm your inner chatter and find a sense of peace. It's like hitting the pause button on life and taking a few moments to breathe. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your wins. Resilience isn't just about bouncing back from setbacks, it's also about acknowledging your successes. Take time to celebrate your achievements, big or small. This helps build confidence and reinforces positive emotions. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Every milestone you reach deserves a victory dance. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a major deadline with a project that seems to be going haywire. Your mind is racing, your stress levels are through the roof, and you feel like giving up. But wait, remember what we talked about? You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of anxiety, and remind yourself that you've handled tough situations before. You analyze the situation, identify your triggers, maybe it's feeling overwhelmed by details, and start breaking down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. You reach out to a colleague for support, demonstrating empathy and collaboration. You keep focusing on what you can control, celebrate small victories along the way, and ultimately deliver a successful project. Boom! That's resilience in action. Remember, building resilience isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself, practice those emotional intelligence skills regularly, and celebrate every step forward. You've got this. Want to take it further? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from this dose of real talk. And hey, leave a review. Your feedback fuels my motivation to keep slaying procrastination and empowering you all. Until next time, stay awesome and remember, you are capable of incredible things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.